Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arian helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arian can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arian as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AurEon.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. What? We have Chris Maggard first, and then we take a look at what's going on in business education and networking with Laura Kennard. Laura, welcome back. It's Monday. You're here.
I'm here. Yay. It's Monday again. It just keeps coming.
I know. It just keeps rolling, doesn't
right?
it?
Gee, and whiz. Chris, you met with Chris?
I did. Yeah, we had this really great conversation earlier in the broadcast about DSM Magazine and Restaurant Week. You know, it was started 11 years ago, just prior to the recession.
Oh,
which is,
wow.
Yeah, think about that. And all of that meant. But anyway, yeah,
Chris
11
is,
years.
Chris is great. The magazine is great. I bump into Chris out in the community all the time. And Restaurant Week is just a really cool thing. And it
starts
just
on the 17th.
Another little thing that's happened in Des Moines over time, over that, even through the downturn, that right. We managed to get some good restaurants in here and navigate our way through that and come out the other end poised to do a lot of great stuff.
It really is pretty amazing.
It is.
One of these days, you know, what I need to do is make the official call and get Connie Weimer out for a out to lunch segment.
You do need to do that.
That would be great fun.
Hey, Connie, are you
listening?
I know. I'll
have to do that.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking with Laura Kennard, and Laura Kennard is from Drake University. She has her own business as well. She is the entrepreneur of entrepreneurs, talking about networking and business education. What do you got on tap?
Well, so I'm going to do a little rundown of, we talk about Iowa Center, and I just kind of want to kind of group these things a little bit by kind of where they're at. I don't usually do that, but I think that way people can look ahead maybe and just see, because these are some of these are regular weekly things. Some of them are special. So just to give you the lay of the land with Iowa Center, I was just there for their Friday.
Yes.
Last Friday. And that was the Wheatgrass Girl. And, you know, that's a small business story, but it's just been a phenomenal thing. I didn't know her whole story, so I really encourage people on that first Friday to listen to those business women stories. And her particular thing was just, again, a lot of times women start businesses because it's a heart thing. They're trying to solve for a problem that's very personal to them. So she found wheatgrass as an alternative because of a serious like cancer incident that she went through with her mom, but it was family member, and just became knowledgeable about things that help boost the immune system. So anyway, out of that, she kind of became a specialist in that. And from there, she has partnered with the YMCA Healthy Living Center at times. She now actually has an operation in the YMCA Men's. They have that men's kind of transitional housing. They have a big kitchen in there, and they heard about her, and they said, you know,
why
you can come and do that. And
she also has a place on the farmer's market and
she
other
does.
Things, yes.
And she does her own wheatgrass in a green, kind of a greenhouse in Carlisle. So she's got a full operation. She's running a kitchen. She's doing delivery. She's actually growing the wheatgrass. She's juicing it.
How long has she been doing this?
For 23 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's been it was just a fascinating story, and you could just see that she has just such a love for people, and that was her passion is really what drives that. So it was really great. So I just encourage people to jump in on that. That's actually in partnership with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So every Monday, they have Mondays for Money. So if you're dealing with money in a business, tomorrow is a special thing, QuickBooks, desktop or online. So if you're just working with QuickBooks and you need some advice, every Wednesday over the noon hour, you can just learn about what Iowa Center does and what services they have, from taxes to their Dream Builder program. Then on Wednesday next week, Wednesday next week will also be the just learn about the Iowa Center. Monday again. Now on the 21st, we'll have a special event. This is going to be cheeseburgers to kale, creating great change with small steps. And this is with Jessica Ireland. So that will be kind of a special. So basically this month coming up, they have their Mondays, they have their Wednesdays, and then tomorrow they have a QuickBooks thing. And then on the 21st, they're going to have this cheeseburgers to kale. So, but you can go to theiowacenter.org, and they are very good about listing way out ahead of time everything that they have going on, so you can get it on.
And we'll
your
have
calendar.
Links on the radio blog for that.
So. Absolutely. So the next thing is, wanted to talk about some things that the Greater Des Moines Partnership has going on. So the next thing is with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They have a whole bunch of things coming up, and I wanted to call attention to August 22nd,
yes,
which is the top five for small businesses, top five apps for your small business. So, you know, they have a top five series that they do all the time. That's coming up on the 22nd. So just get it on your calendar. It's a lunch hour, 11:30 to 1. And I have a special reason for bringing this up, because this is the one that I'm doing.
Really? Good for you.
And you know, I signed up for it about a year and a half ago. So they have book those top fives. You did one, I think, at some point.
Well, actually, we didn't. We had made the commitment, and then we got the schedule, and I was going to be gone that week.
Oh,
so I asked to reposition it, and they said they could not reposition the schedule because everything was locked down in stone. So we never have.
Oh, that's
a bummer. One of these days, maybe,
so
if
we'll
they
get
ask.
You back on this. I think they've got to be running through them. So anyway, that was on the books, like you said, a long time ago. It's hard to plan out that far. But so top five apps for small business, and I'm really excited about sharing some cool stuff there. And so we wanted to get that on the deadline. And then we, on September 11th, so just also look at their website again. Revenue is such a big thing for businesses, and so if you're planning ahead, creating a new revenue stream for your small business, and when we're talking about how businesses are going to have to start to pivot with technology and delivery and all this stuff, you may start to be concerned whether or not your current revenue streams are going to be there. So I just want people to plan ahead, because that's a half day thing, September 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., that you'll be able to go and learn about how you can create new revenue streams for your business.
Yeah,
so
important. It really is.
And I think sometimes we get stuck in the mode of operating our business the way we always have.
Right.
And this really gives you an opportunity to set aside some time to think forward about what's your business going to look like in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
You know. So,
exactly.
I think those are super important, and I wanted to just encourage people to start getting some of that stuff on their calendar ahead of time with some of these really, I think, beneficial events, so you don't miss out on them. We also have in the more near future this week, a totally not through Greater Des Moines Partnership, we have Women of Influence, which will be at the Des Moines Marriott downtown this week, Thursday, August 9th. And so that's another thing that is coming up just this week. And we're already past our all of our first Friday stuff.
That's right, yeah.
So, but we do have next week, August 14th on Tuesday, And this is going to be at the West Des Moines Incubator. And this one is another one I think will be really interesting. Expert advice on the good enough pitch. The good enough pitch. And this is going to be put on in the West Des Moines Incubator, and it's going to be by Greg Barkas of Venture School. So he's listened to lots of pitches before, and what he'll be able to do over that noon hour next week is talk to you about what pitch is good enough for what you're doing and to get revenue for your business. And that's what I got.
All right. Laura Kennard. And people might be wondering, where in the world are you? We are at our famous broadcast studio, which also happens to be grounds for celebration. And that's in Windsor Heights on University Avenue. Thank you, Jan, for allowing us to camp out on an almost regular basis. We're here a couple of times a week.
And it's busy this morning.
Oh, it is busy. Yeah, it is. Good place to go. All right. For Laura Kennard, let's go ahead and put a wrap on today's broadcast. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We do really appreciate that. You can find, if you missed any or all of this conversation, you can find all of it up on our radio blog. We'll have that all over social media as well. You want to reach out to us on social media, it is at IOB_NewsHour. For all of us that put this together each and every day, our engineer is Chap Ramsey. The Director of Sales and Marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.